Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study of Luke chapter 7, verses 31 through 35, titled, Wisdom is Justified of Her Children. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com or mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. You can also donate at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin our study of Luke chapter 7, verses 31 through 35. Wisdom is justified of her children. This is part one of two.
Current events update. Leftist thieves invaded our yard and front porch at 1:15 a.m. last night. We have the All Lives Matter sign. We have the one that says we believe, and it says lust is not love. Feminism is for lesbians.
Jesus is Lord.
And that's the last one. You jumped ahead of me. Then it says liberals hate science, which is true, and then ends with Jesus is the Lord. Then also we have a couple of Trump signs, and we have a flag, the Blue Lives Matter flag. You know what that looks like? And somebody came to our house, and I made this little video right after it happened. So, can you see me?
1:20 a.m. Sunday morning, and about 10 minutes ago, I was just getting ready to go to bed and studying my Bible, preparing to teach here in a few hours. And I heard some ruckus in our front yard, and as I headed towards the door, I heard a thump. And what I realized was is some punks tearing up the U.S. flag on my front porch. You can see here, they cut it with a knife, it looks like. And sorry, I'm trying to handle the camera so you can see it, but they ripped this corner down. See, you can see that there. They ripped that down and tore it. It was hanging here. And so then I looked, and you can't see out in the front yard, but they took several of our signs I have out in front of you.
They took them off.
And I looked around and didn't see any other damage.
See how dark it is back there? Can't see it.
About $100 worth of stuff. You stole it, ripping it up, tearing it up. And I got news for them. That ain't going to change anything. I'll put more signs out. And I'll be looking into electrifying them. Next time I show up, I'll get a shock in their lives. I also have some bear pepper spray.
It's you got to see it.
Canister.
It's a canister of pepper spray.
You like ever come across bears.
We've got two of them.
And I'll have that handy and ready. And if they come up on my porch next time, I'll get a face full of that. And then if they dare to try to retaliate with some other kind of weapons, well, I'll do what I got to do.
Yep.
But I'm telling you,
amen,
that I live out in the country, and these left-wing scumbags are not going to stop. They're going to have to be stopped.
Amen.
You better arm up. We're ready. They start shooting at us, we shoot back.
Right. Amen.
That's what they think of your flag. Tearing it up.
And I just want to clarify, no one here is trying to form a militia and overthrow anything, whatever. That's the way the libtards always couch this. What I'm saying is you have a right to defend yourself.
Your property.
And
your lives.
And now, I'll tell you this. I would not have shot them And if you do, you'll be in trouble. You don't shoot people for taking a sign out of your yard. And but you better be prepared, because a lot of these people are coming, and if they take your signs, that's not enough. And if they can, hurt you, they will. And they'll get to my wife through my dead body.
Amen.
And anybody else under my protection, I've said before, we'll say it again, that someone comes in here shooting up like they did some of these other churches, they're going to be shot at.
Amen.
According to who's here, 2, 3, 5 different ways. Because people say, well, the apostles didn't do that. The apostles didn't have guns. And the apostles did have a sword because Jesus told them to get one. But you know what? You use wisdom. If I said if somebody came in here shooting the place up, we'd shoot back. But if they surround the place and tell us to all come out or we're all going to die, we'll go out. We're not suicidal here. I'm not Jim Jones or David Koresh. But if they come in here trying to hurt you, they'll do it over my dead body. I'm not going to let them hurt you. And we live out in the country, folks. I see, you know, in the city this stuff's happening. Well, they're not reporting it on the news. They're not telling you what's happening. Outside of the cities, in the suburbs and out in the country, this stuff's happening. And so that's why I tell you, I encourage you to be wise, use your brain, and have the supplies you need. In case this thing blows up, I've told you people I'd never heard talk like this before believe that after the election, if Trump wins, there's going to be serious domestic uprising. And those people are stupid enough to think that they can take on 60, 70 million armed Americans. But I don't want that to happen.
No.
And I'm praying that it doesn't happen. But I also am not going to be caught off guard. So with that, I want to also mention the Corona Bologna that's going on. The exaggerated numbers continue. And again, coronavirus is real. Be careful. If you're in that group that is in danger, you better be careful. I mentioned Herman Cain. He should have been careful. He's dead now. But if you're not in those endangered, over 60 with underlying conditions. We talked about it before. Diabetes, COPD, having had cancer like Herman Cain and gone through the treatments and everything. If you're not in that group, this virus is doing very little damage. Way less people are dying of COVID than of the flu in those. Now, if you're one of the young, strong, strapping people, you still got to be careful. You could contract it and spread it. So don't go around some of the people that are in those endangered zones, because you don't want that on your conscience. But the numbers are exaggerated, and I'm sure most of you heard this, but Governor DeWine tested positive for COVID, then tested negative. Let me tell you why. The first test is a joke, and that's what they're basing the numbers on. But when he took the real test that goes to the molecular level, is when he tested negative. He doesn't have COVID. In his case, they're claiming that they're not counting him as a positive. But that's not true most of the time. They call them false positives. Here's just one example in Knoxville, Tennessee. They admitted that they count false positive COVID-19 tests are counted as positive as a precaution. They're not using it for a precaution. They're using it for propaganda. And they are also using it, as we discussed, it's all about money. If you go in the hospital and you have COVID, even if your real problem is something else, they'll say you have COVID because they make $30,000 more per customer. That's what it's all about. This whole vaccine thing. And they're talking about having 2 or 3 stages like a booster program. Why? Because that's how they're going to make money. The reason why they don't want people to take hydroxychloroquine with zinc and Z-Pak is because it's cheap. They want you to take remdesivir or whatever it's called and these other drugs because they're more expensive.
Really expensive.
They also want to run up your Medicare expenses
too. Well, that's what I mean. If they charge Medicare for hydroxychloroquine, they don't make as much.
The payer is the taxpayer because we pay all of the Medicare bills.
Yeah.
The taxpayers pay it.
But don't lose sight of what I'm mentioning this morning, because we talked about all that before, that the numbers are exaggerated. When you turn on your TV and they say a certain number of new cases, hogwash. And then how many of the true new cases involve anyone in any danger? There's always going to be an exception where a young person may die of COVID. They die by the tens of thousands from the flu every year. They don't shut down the economy and tell everybody to stay 6 feet apart and wear a mask for that.
So also, he had no symptoms. So all of these numbers, they reported as positive, and they don't tell you, oh, 99.9% of these people don't even have a headache. Or
they're called asymptomatic. So a higher death rate, they're just saying the death rate's higher. That proves COVID is killing more people. Right? That's how it's being reported. But that's not how it is. This is an article. Could the true coronavirus death toll be much higher? CDC data reveals there have been 200,700, they got an extra zero, excess deaths during the pandemic, 54,000 more than the 161,000 confirmed COVID. They're trying to make you think that all those extra deaths are because of COVID. They're not. But wait, what's this? Suicide's gone through the roof. People are losing their jobs. They're being stuck away from everybody. A lot of these people are already on psych meds and messed up, and then they're killing themselves. So the increase in death is not COVID. It's not only suicide. By the way, they want to spike your water. This is from the New York Post. Lithium-laced drinking water could curb suicide rates.
Put everybody on psych meds.
That's the goal, is to put it in the water so everybody goes on lithium.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Well, what about those already?
So that's why you should not drink the tap water. What?
What about those who are already on that medicine? That they don't overdose.
Yeah. That'd be a problem they don't care about. And in addition to suicides, is the higher homicide rates. And this is just an article. Four theories about why homicides are spiking in U.S. cities. So when they say that there's this huge increase in deaths, and then is it because there's more COVID deaths? That's what they're saying on the news. No, it's because there's more suicide and there's more homicide taking place. Yeah, Jenny?
They had an interview with a gentleman whose wife passed away. She was a nurse, 26 years old. And they pointed it as her dying of COVID, but she didn't. She died of kidney infection.
Well, you see, she died with COVID. She didn't die of COVID. And that's what we talked about last week. There are these people dying from other things, but if they have COVID, they're putting it as died of COVID, and it's all about the money. Mark?
This is living proof that this whole world is just nothing but organized crime.
Yeah. It's all being organized for the Antichrist. So death rates are increasing, but it's not from COVID-19. And these Christ-rejecting liars will populate hell. You're talking about a lot of these people are reprobate. Revelation 22:15 says, for without, outside of heaven and hell, are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. That's why when you talk about somebody who's a Christian and they lie all the time, that's not good, folks. There's something wrong with that profession of faith as a Christian and you go around lying. You know what you do? If you're a child of God, stop.
Amen.
Stop lying.
Amen.
But if you're a child of God, your conscience ought to be pricking you right now. I don't know what you all do when you go outside these four walls. I don't know. But if you're out there lying to people all the time and everything, and your conscience isn't pricking you, you need to repent. You need to check yourself, see if you're even in the faith. And if you're saved, then your conscience should be pricking you. I knew I was going to do that. I had to turn it up for the video. Yeah. I got to wake you up somehow. All right. Well, before we get into our Bible study, some of you know that Johnny Allbaugh has graduated from Ohio State.
Woohoo!
And, they did not, they hadn't had their ceremony because of this COVID thing. So we just thought, we would honor Johnny's accomplishment and hard work if you would come forward. Give you some place to speak.
They only just recently finally got this thing in the mail.
The Ohio State University, established 1870. There's the front of that, if you want to see that. And inside here is a little diploma that he probably paid way too much money for.
Yes.
Probably.
But it says, the Ohio State University hereby confers upon John Joseph Allball the degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Engineering, together with all the rights, privileges, and honors appertaining thereto, in consideration of the satisfactory completion of the course prescribed in the College of Engineering. Now, is that not impressive?
Yes.
So, hold that right there. Get a couple of pictures. 7, 31 to 35. Read all 5 verses, beginning with verse 31. Read with me. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. All God's people say amen.
Amen.
So where are we? We are seeing Jesus, who is about to respond to the Pharisees' rejection of God's word. Our last study, we saw that they had rejected the counsel of God against themselves, it says. And so now Jesus is going to give his commentary on their response, his assessment.
Amen.
And we're still in Nain, which is near Nazareth. And Nain is just south of where Jesus grew up as a boy. And we don't know for sure, but I just would imagine that he took frequent trips growing up over to the Sea of Galilee, and be kind of like going to Lake Erie. And there's the big picture on the big map. You can see where Nain fits in there, if you can see that. And I just like to imagine, you know, the background, the scenery, where they're at, what kind of a situation it is. And in verse 31, we began reading, it says, and the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? So Jesus is now going to use metaphoric language to make his point. Not meteoric, metaphoric. And that's when you make you paint a picture and you say they're like this. And so let's see what he says there in verse 32. They are like unto children. That's an interesting start. Sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another, saying, we have piped unto you and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you and ye have not wept. You can kind of, I'm not saying Jesus necessarily said it in this way, but he's referring to what you might picture a whiny voice. We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. They couldn't be pleased. They're unreasonable, childish. That's what he's saying about the Pharisees. Now, how many of you have, if you've had kids, or you've babysat kids, or hopefully Jenny doesn't run into this while she's teaching kids, but they can just be in a mood.
Yeah.
You ever seen that? Doesn't mean the kid's necessarily a bad kid who needs, you know, some special intervention or anything. Kids can just get really rotten when they're, say, they're hungry or tired or hangry, we say. And they can get like that if they are sick. But some kids get that way because they just got to go to the bathroom.
Amen.
Jenny's laughing because she's experienced it. Evidently, some of you didn't. But there's sometimes kids are acting up. You take them to the bathroom and you bring them back and they're fine. But sometimes they need something to eat. Sometimes they're just tired or whatever. But that's what Jesus is saying about the Pharisees is they're not being reasonable. And they're just like little spoiled children that can't be pleased. And I love this quote. J. Vernon McGee. He said, in other words, they were like a bunch of spoiled brats. A lot of folks are that way. I was a pastor for almost 40 years, and a great deal of that time was spent as a wet nurse, burping spiritual babies, which is what these religious rulers were in Christ's day. Amen. And, you know, around here, they just don't last long when they come in with that attitude because we don't put up with it. And we're not mean to them or anything, but I tell them, listen, you're being unreasonable. You need to stop acting like a baby. You know, yeah, Johnny?
I'd say another way to say it, or another thing that this demonstrates, seems to be that, like, one of the marks of a child is that their emotions can get all nuts and get all upset about something that in the end isn't important, really.
That's the unreasonable part.
Yep.
Children, you don't expect kids to always be reasonable. And they're kids, so, you know, you kind of deal with it. But adults are not supposed to be like that.
Yep.
Now, I deal with them the same way I was dealt with. And see, I was just, when I was a new Christian, and someone would come up and tell me, you know, there was something wrong with this or something wrong with that, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, and they could base it on the Bible, then I was receptive. I don't understand people who call themselves Christians and someone says, you know, according to the Bible, you should do this. And they get mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute, don't shoot the messenger. I didn't write the book. I just wanted to make sure you're aware that the book says this. For example, there are a bunch of people who aren't with us in church from week to week. What's wrong with them? They're in rebellion. The Bible says not to forsake the gathering of ourselves together. Now, there are some times you all are gone and you have good reason. And I don't know and I don't investigate. I leave that between you and the Lord. But when it runs into weeks and months and there's no good reason, that's a problem. Look at some of you. There's two or three of you here who missed quite a bit of time because of injuries.
Yeah.
Back injuries, shoulder injuries, hip injuries, Doug misses every once in a while because of his issues that he's had with last time was sinus pressure in his eyes and that kind of thing. I've missed a couple of times because of my issues, you know, COPD flare-ups and that kind of thing. Charlie and Olivia and Ezra are out of town and they can't be here. So there's reasons why people will miss. But when you're missing and you ought to be here, that's the question. And that's something that you are supposed to deal with the Lord. And you know, we have people who visit from other churches, and if their church is open and they go there, that's between them and the Lord. They're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
If they're in a good church and they're being fed there. But, you know, we know there's a couple people who left here to go to churches where they knew they weren't going to hear the Word. They wanted to go somewhere where they could just not be confronted with the Word. Those are spiritual babies. Those are they're in need of a wet nurse spiritually, as J. Vernon McGee said. And that's what Jesus is dealing with the Pharisees. These were elders of Israel. They wore all the stuff, man, and they would walk around. Pomp and Circumstance was the name of the song we played when Johnny came down. And that's a perfect description of the Pharisee. Pomp and Circumstance. They loved that. Whoa, I'll tell you what. I was just explaining that you weren't backslidden and that you were traveling, and there you are. So, that's an answer to prayer walking right through the door. We've been praying they'll make it safely, and they did. Hi, Ezra. How's his head? He got a boo-boo.
Hi, baby.
That's what we call the school of hard knocks. Yeah. So, he's here. I'll use him as an example. Ezra's a baby. He's supposed to do things like that. You're not a baby. You're not supposed to do things like that. That's really what Jesus is saying. Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to, the spontaneous, I should have mentioned it earlier, but, so if you're here, and
wait, save it to the end.
No,
save.
This is for the, no, this is just to say, I bought something to sign.
Yeah, so I was going to save it to the end. Yeah. I want you to announce it then. So here's what J. Vernon McGee is talking about. Gerber baby Christian food. Some can't handle the truth. And I'm telling you, and I'm not going to, you know, point at anybody in this room and say, you remember when you were like that? All of us have kind of been that way from time to time.
Yeah.
But it should be rare, and as you mature as a Christian, it should be null. It should be, you should reach a point where your attitude is, show me from the Bible. Yeah. Show me from the Bible. If it's Bible, I want it. You know, we have family, and others of you might have family who think they've been in a particular denomination. And that church teaches that if you're not a part of their church, you're probably not even saved. How many of you heard of that?
Yeah.
And so people get into this idea that, oh, wow, I've got to be. Where's that in the Bible? The Bible says when you're born again, you're baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit.
Amen.
And it doesn't have anything to do with a man-made organization, local church or otherwise. It's talking about the body of Christ. And yet you got fundamental Baptists and others around town, everybody, that the Bible only speaks of local churches and the body of Christ is only the local church. Hogwash. It's nonsense. It's stupid. It's just ridiculous. It's unreasonable. Those guys are like little spoiled brats who won't read their Bible. The Bible talks about you being born again and baptized into the body that moment, and it has nothing to do with the local church.
Amen.
You should at that moment start looking for a local church.
Amen.
A church family. But that's not what it's about. So we go on then to verse 33, and here we come to controversy, because there are a lot of people who don't like the Bible when it contradicts their opinion. And so it says, for John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say he hath the devil. First of all, you're never going to please the devil's crowd unless you join them.
Oh, yeah.
Get that straight right now. If you want to be liked by the devil's crowd, you'll do what some folks do. We've known through the years here at BBF, some of the folks I've been friends with and family that I've had who've decided they wanted to be loved by the world. And what do they got to do? They got to join the world.
Yeah.
And that's the only way the world's ever going to like you. One of the saddest things I've watched in politics through the years is politicians who are conservative, who are always clamoring to be liked by the liberals. They're always wanting to be liked by the liberals. So they're always compromising and giving in to try to be liked by the liberals. Listen, I believe in politics and religion, you should stick to what is true. If you're in politics, it's constitution-only-ism. Amen. And if you don't stand for that Constitution, you should be set to trial for being a traitor to this country.
Amen.
And that's pretty much every liberal in this country.
Yep.
And a lot of, I didn't say Democrat. There's a lot of Republican progressives and rhinos who are traitors to this country. But in religion, it happens too. The liberals assume the role of pastor and yet stand up here and tear the Bible up and try to make you think you don't have an infallible book to trust.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you're never going to please them until you join them, so that's what a lot of guys do. We were just talking about some of these guys, and I hope no one's real touchy about this. I just believe in being honest. If you ever see me going down that road, you should tell everybody to look out.